Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Wednesday, and Michelle Siegel is with me. She, as you know, is a regular on the program. She is the Commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection. And we are going to talk about things that we have mentioned before. But the holidays are coming. There's a lot of news to talk about, and let's get started. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
By the way, the last things that you sent me were terrific.
Oh well, glad to hear it.
Now, how long did it take you to put that all together? You know, when you see that word, and you have got this out there now, and how long did it take you to?
So we're talking about our medical marijuana program?
Yeah.
It was a lot of work by a lot of people at our agency. So a good part of 2018, we put out a request for applications for businesses. We got over 70 responses. So
really?
Yeah, so there was a lot of interest in being part of our program, which was terrific to see. And we had a team of people who read through all of those. These were hundreds of pages each response, and they really did a terrific job. Worked really hard. Spent many months, pouring through them, looking at their business plans, their marketing plans, understanding their security, all sorts of different things, and over time picked the best ones that were really going to meet the needs of the program.
But you know something, you don't see yourself sometimes, but that is the kind of person. I mean, I see you once a month, and I tell you, you are the kind of person that goes over and over and over. I know that, and I think that is a big benefit to the state. So let's get to what we're going to talk about today. Now, one of the things that we talk about, holidays, it's this time of year. What should consumers really be aware of when they're purchasing a large ticket item for the holidays? They see the big items and, oh, I want that for so-and-so. What should they be careful about?
So a number of things. And obviously just when it's a big ticket item, you're spending a lot more money. So it's even... more important to be sure you're getting what you think you're getting. So a couple of things. One, be sure you understand the return policy, especially if you're buying something for someone as a gift. You don't want to be buying it now, find out there's a 10-day return policy, and by the time the person gets it and figures out it doesn't fit where they were going to put it or something, that it's too late to return. So be sure you understand the return policy. Do you get money back? Are you getting a credit? What's the process there? Look at the warranty. You'll want to understand that. Is it with the manufacturer or the retailer? What would be the process to return it? Give thought to whether you think an extended warranty is worth it. Those can sometimes be expensive, so you'll definitely want to be thoughtful about that before you just sign on to something.
And, people really, this time of year, tend to, well, this is Christmas, so, and that's something... Now, technology is making signing contracts, online purchases really, really easy. And, again, this time of year, you've got to worry about the risks. Are there any risks?
Absolutely. And some of it is the same with anything. You're paying a lot of money, possibly for something that's for somebody else. So just like above, you're going to want to know the return policy, the warranty, those types of things. But when it's online, all of us, myself included, you have the tendency to just scroll to the bottom and hit accept. And you're even less inclined than when you have the paper copy to sit there and read it. But it's important to be reading these things, looking for those key terms, making sure what you're buying is what you think you're buying. To the extent you're getting some sort of, some people now can buy a car and do the contract online. But if you're getting a special package with their car, there's some things being thrown in, you want to make sure that's going to be reflected in this electronic contract, have it emailed to you, and make sure if there's anything special, it's getting put in there. You're not just clicking accept and then signing at the bottom, not seeing those changes. Always you should feel comfortable asking questions. If you're being forced to sign something and there's no way to either chat with someone online or in person with the person holding the tablet, you need to, you know, that's something to be a little concerned about. So, you know, ask questions if you need before you make these purchases, and whether it's online or paper, be sure you're reading and seeing the key terms.
And one of the things too, there's no question about it. Leases, subscriptions, as you just mentioned, they're very, very popular. But you know, when you go to buy something these days, they make everything sound so easy, and you just wonder, you know, is it all right? And I'm sure that with everything that we've talked about, not only on this program but other programs as well, that people are very, very suspicious. And this is what we've got to be.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So often, especially around the holidays, we want to be generous and we're in the giving spirit, and that's terrific. But and then things are expensive that you want to get. So a lease or a subscription seems like a great option. So yeah, I can't afford to buy this gift but over 12 months, I can make these like really reasonable sounding monthly payments and get this gift for the person. You really want to, one, be sure you understand terms and conditions and the cancellation policy. Again, you may think it's terrific and turns out the person already has it. You don't want to be locked into this year of payments. You want to be sure there's a way to cancel, understand that. It's really a good idea. Do the math. Figure out what are these monthly payments adding up to. It may seem really affordable, but then once you realize maybe you've signed on to a three-year thing, that actually, if you didn't need it right away, you'd have been better off saving your money for a year and buying it outright rather than doing these monthly payments over the course of a much longer time. Really important also, just one other thing, is if you're leasing, understand what happens when you miss a payment. Are they going to take this thing away from you? Are you going to have paid for two-thirds of your thing and then you miss your payments? And can you get any of that money back? Are you just completely out? So be sure you understand what that's going to look like.
You know, and again, especially the holidays, what if a consumer, you know, gets something and they feel they get home and they just, there's something that hits them and they feel that they have been misrepresented by the fellow that's making or the lady that's making the deal? What do they do?
So a few things. One, you know, we definitely encourage people always know who you're doing business with, read your contracts, all that stuff. The best thing is to avoid those problems to begin with, especially making sure the person you're dealing with is legitimate. You know, if it's online company, do some Google searches. If they're a retailer and there's a physical location, you usually feel a little better about that. But if you've done all that and you get home and it's not what it should have been, and now the business either has vanished or they're not honoring it, you know, you should feel free to file a complaint with us. You can email us at dcp.complaints@ct.gov. You can also call us up and we can walk you through your options.
So I got that phone number.
yes, you do. I now know this is a thing we should be doing. So it's 860-713-6300, and you give us a call. We have people who can kind of walk you through the process, give you some advice on either how to try to work it out with the business or how to go about putting together your complaint for us, because we often are going to want some documents with it, you know. So if there's a contract, we're going to want to see that. You know, if you're saying this is what they promised me and here's what's in writing and here's what we got, it's always helpful for us to have that written contract so we can match those things up.
Now, if you get all of this, if you get everything that you need, Michelle, how long will it take you to get back to them? How long do they – I get that all the time, not from you, but from some of these other folks.
We're our complaints center, and we have a great team there, and they've really been working and doing a lot of work to make sure we're really responsive. So you should – if you send us a complaint, we're going to acknowledge it within a business day. So, you know – if it's a Friday, it may not be till Monday, but generally the next day you're going to get something acknowledging that, hey, we have your complaint, here's your case number, and it'll sort of talk you through this is what we're doing next. And generally what we do, we'll take the complaint and we'll send it to the business. we do want to be fair to businesses. Sometimes, you know, the business is right, and the consumer did misunderstand what they had agreed to. So we'll send it to the business and say, hey, we got this complaint. Let us know your side of the story. And we give the business a few weeks to reply to that. In many instances, especially, again, if you're working with a legitimate business, they don't want to have a whole bunch of disgruntled consumers out there. You know, you're just going to badmouth the company to your friends and neighbors. It's not good for business. So in many instances, they may say, look, we disagree, but in the interest of customer service, we'll give this person a credit or we'll take a refund. So we resolve a fair amount that way. But that's generally the process. And, you know, we can't always fix it. Sometimes there's just complete disagreement, but it's relatively successful.
Now, let me give you that number a couple of times here. This is the number if you need Michelle, okay? If you need Michelle Segal, she's the commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection, a very, very busy department, but they do take care of you. There's no question about it. And she's with me once a month or whenever I want to call her. 860-713-6300. Okay? Take that number down. Keep it where you have your numbers so you know when you have to call. 860-713-6300. Well, you're going to have a good Christmas.
It doesn't seem possible.
It's here already, does it?
Time is flying, that's for sure. It's hard to believe we're almost into 2019.
Oh, something else that somebody asked me about departments. They hear you on my program. How many? You have an awful lot. I didn't know what to tell them, but I knew that you had many, many agencies that you do take care of.
So we have a number of divisions within our agency. So we have probably about eight or so. I'd have to look at the org chart to count them. But, yeah, so we regulate the liquor industry, the drug control industry, food, weights and measures, which are things like gas stations, places like that. We regulate the gaming industry. So that's things like lottery, the casinos, off-track betting. So we do a lot of that stuff. And then, of course, we have our complaint center. We do investigations. And we have a really robust licensing division. So the majority of sort of the small businesses out there, the electricians, the plumbers, the architects, a lot of these kind of businesses need to get a license through us. So we do a lot of that stuff as well. So we do a lot, you know, beyond just sort of fixing or trying to resolve problems between a consumer and an individual business. We do a lot just to try to make the marketplace safer. What we really want, the fewer complaints we get, the better we are. We want people to be able to go out there, buy stuff, go to businesses, get services and stuff they want, and feel pretty safe and comfortable doing that.
Well, that's terrific, and I know what you do. You do a great job, and it's great to have you with us once a month. Michelle Segal, who is the commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection. And you have a good Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
I hope you'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be with family for sure.
Okay. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
And thanks for all this information this morning. Okay, my friends, it's coming up to 8:47 on this a Wednesday already. And for those of you who are just joining us, I just want to mention again –